This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Justin, you didn't have to do that.
Well, if you don't deserve breakfast in bed after the weekend you've had.
Well, at least I knew who he was. It was more of a shock for you.
Quite a shock from that. How are those poor grazed knuckles?
That's nothing. You should have seen the other chap.
I did. So, if anyone deserves scrambled eggs with smoked salmon...
Oh, my favourite. You're spoiling me.
No, don't let it get cold.
Mmm. Oh, it's delicious.
The coffee's just brewing. Oh, my only regret is you didn't give me a chance to take a crack at him.
Oh, you couldn't get a look in. I've been waiting to do that for years. Well, the last few years, anyway.
But you didn't believe that he'd come back to say sorry.
Did it look as though I did? This is delicious.
No, but you did care for him once. And he for you.
Well, he fooled me into thinking so, but the only person Matt Crawford has ever cared about is himself. Oh, wouldn't you know it? Right in the middle of my lovely breakfast.
Oh, ignore it.
No, it's Tony. Word must have got round. I'd better take it.
Well, I'll take this away and keep it hot for you.
Oh, thanks, darling. Tony, how nice of you to ring.
Good morning, Lillian.
I'll bring the coffee.
Great. I presume you've heard the news.
It's true, then. Matt Crawford's back.
Yeah, he was kind enough to pay us a visit on Friday.
Friday? Why didn't you let me know? Oh, it must have been a terrible shock for you.
Well, more of a shock for him, as it turned out.
I can't believe you're so calm. Why is he here? What's he playing at?
He didn't stay long enough for us to find out.
So you gave him his marching orders. Good.
I made my position pretty clear, but he texted me yesterday.
He's still here?
Yeah, he's staying at Grey Gables, apparently. He's invited me to afternoon tea.
Surely you're not going?
Another coffee here when you're ready.
Here you are.
Tony! What a pleasant surprise.
Not for us, it isn't. You can pack your bags and leave right now.
Oh, lovely to see you too. How's that mortgage of yours working out? I've been quite concerned about that.
I'm serious. No one wants you in Ambridge, least of all Lillian.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. She's coming to see me later.
Oh, yeah, for afternoon tea. Oh, you have the brass nerve.
What have you got against afternoon tea? Great English tradition. Civilised chat over Earl Grey and scones.
You've got nothing to say to Lillian, civilised or otherwise.
Oh, you're wrong there. I've got quite a lot to say to her.
She doesn't want to hear it. So I suggest you get back to Costa Rica before Justin gives you another black eye to match that one.
Oh, this wasn't Justin.
No?
I doubt that's his start. No, I should have remembered how good Lillian's left hook was. Well, it's been lovely catching up with you, but it's time for me morning swim. I like to get it in before the pool gets too crowded.
Hang on, I haven't finished with you yet.
Oh, I thought you made yourself pretty clear. But I'd be delighted to drop into Bridge Farm next time I'm passing. It's always nice to look up old friends.
Morning, Jill. Come for the aquavit?
I know I'm a bit early, but I thought Sunday might be a popular session.
It is, but don't worry, there's plenty of space left.
Good. I'm supposed to be meeting Carol. You haven't seen her, have you?
Afraid not.
Expect she'll be here soon.
Not at church today.
Alan's doing the main Palm Sunday service at Edgeley. I went to the 8 o'clock here.
He didn't need Shula's donkey this year, then?
Yes. Shula took her to Edgeley. Mm. She offered me a lift, but I wasn't in the mood to go over there.
Well, it's not what you used to.
I should have made the effort, but I've been feeling a bit down, to be honest.
Oh, I see.
That's why Carol thought the swim was a good idea.
Oh, let's hope it lifts your spirits. The IBR must be a real worry for you all.
It is. It seems to be affecting Pip particularly badly.
Oh, dear.
And you know how it is. One thing goes wrong and then everything else does.
Well, what else has happened?
I've had colony collapse in one of my hives.
Oh, no. Any idea why?
I was a bit worried about it going into winter. I should have given them more sugary feed, but what with one thing and another, I never got round to it.
Well, you always seem to have so much on.
Josh would have kept me up to the mark usually, But he's so busy with his business enterprises.
Yeah.
Anyway, when I opened up that hive yesterday, most of the colony was dead.
And there's nothing you can do about it?
Not without a queen. I've transferred the few surviving workers over to another hive.
Well, there's a lot for you to manage on your own if Josh isn't able to help so much.
That's no excuse. I'm the experienced beekeeper.
I think you're being a bit hard on yourself. Everyone knows how good you are with your bees.
I used to be.
And you still are. I'd love to come over and see them sometime.
Would you?
Yes. I've always wanted to find out more about beekeeping.
It's a pity you're working today. I'm preparing the hives for the season this afternoon. That would have been interesting for you.
Well, I'm only doing a morning shift. I could come over later if you like.
I'd like it very much.
That's a date then.
Morning, ladies. Jill, lovely to see you.
Matt, goodness, I didn't realise you were back.
Well, I am. We must catch up sometime. See you later.
Good heavens.
I know. Linda nearly fainted when he turned up at reception.
Is he staying here?
Yes. Booked a suite too.
What does he want? What did he come for?
Who knows? But it looks as if someone wasn't very pleased to see him.
Honestly, Justin, I'll be perfectly all right.
Are you sure? After what you told me about that man.
Haven't I demonstrated that I can look after myself?
Yes. Yes, of course you have. It's just...
Here he comes. Mm. Why would he scare anyone? Even in that flash suit. Matt! You came, then?
Of course. And so did you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Crawford.
Oh, Matt, please. And it's Justin, isn't it? Mm. I don't think we were properly introduced on Friday.
No, I don't think we were. Justin Elliott.
Yeah, I know. I've been hearing a lot about you.
Ditto. I'll be in the bar if you need me, Lillian.
I shan't be long.
In the bar?
Yes. I don't want to keep him waiting, so if we could get on.
Of course. Would you, rather have tea here or in the suite? It'd be a bit more private.
I don't think there's any need for that. Or the tea, either. Shall we just get this over with?
You don't need to be frightened of me.
I'm not.
You'd no need to bring your guard dog.
Justin was being chivalrous, not something that you'd understand.
Oh, come on, you don't need protecting. I came off worse than our last encounter, didn't I?
But not the one before. Looks like you've been doing very well for yourself on my money. Flash suit, fancy suite.
I like to look the part, you know me.
Oh, I do. So, you planning to go away without paying that bill as well?
Linda has already taken my credit card details.
Very wise. Just a pity you'll be paying the bill with my cash.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to see you, Lillian.
Oh, for a top-up.
To apologise. From the bottom of my heart.
What heart?
The way I left you must have seemed cold and calculating.
What do you mean? Like taking the pictures off the walls and the wine from the cellar?
I was in a corner.
And I was nearly out on the streets.
I didn't see what else I could do.
You could not have emptied every single one of my bank accounts if Jane and Ryan
hadn't... I'm sorry, okay? I don't know what else I can say.
I don't know either, so if that's it...
No, it isn't. Listen to me, Lillian, please. What I did... I think I must have been having some kind of breakdown.
Please. I suppose that's why you're having an affair, too.
Oh, that's over.
Oh, she didn't like it when the money ran out.
Oh, it hasn't. I'm part of a consortium building a race course in Costa Rica, back in England, visiting old racing contacts, stud farms.
I really don't care what your latest scam is. I'm not bankrolling it, so...
Of course not. Quite the opposite. I came to give you this.
What is it?
It's a cheque. Made out to you. I want to pay you back.
Well, this won't cover it.
Oh, I know, I know. It's the first instalment. I intend to pay you back in full.
I'll believe that when this one clears.
It will.
Oh, we'll see. Well, if that's everything.
It's a start.
Justin's waiting for me.
You better go then. You make a handsome couple.
Do we?
See, I knew you'd bounce back, Lillian. You are looking better than ever.
love getting into all this kit.
If you're going to help me, you need it. It
makes me feel like a proper beekeeper.
Are you all safely zipped up?
Yep.
Good. Now, if you could help me lift the roof off this hive.
Of course.
Now, the crown board. And then I'll put a couple of puffs of smoke in to calm the bees down.
Oh, they do seem pretty active. I wonder why they didn't get into trouble like the others.
Who knows? One of those things. Now, we need to put the super on top.
And this gives more frames for the honey.
Yes. They'll need the extra space before long.
Where do they get the nectar from round here?
Well, there's the fruit blossom, of course. And soon there'll be the oilseed rape.
They make honey from rape?
Oh, yes. Hmm. Though it can go quite hard and clog up the combs. The good news is, Adam's carrying on with the herbal leis. All that chicory, clover and sandfoil.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing such great work here.
You know what they say, no bees, no people.
Exactly. People just don't get that, do they? How important they are to us, to the whole planet.
That's why I felt so bad about letting the colony die.
Oh, forget that. You're doing so well with your other hives.
Hope so. Sometimes I feel keeping the bees going is the only useful thing I'm doing these days.
Oh, that's just ridiculous, Jill. You're the heart of Brookfield. Everyone knows that.
You're very kind. Once, maybe. But, well, with the IBR crisis, I haven't been much help there.
Oh, I bet you have.
Especially to Pip. Perhaps if I hadn't been so preoccupied with the past. Oh, well.
Well, you're not the past, Jill. You're the future.
I doubt that, Kirsty.
You are. The future of the planet, you and your bees.
No, that's going to have to be you. There, that'll do.
And now we put the crown board back.
Yes. You'd make a very good beekeeper.
Do you think so?
Yes, the bees like you. And they can always tell.
Do you think that check will bounce?
Only one way to find out, but I'm not holding my breath.
Well, he certainly owes it to you. Mm.
This would just about cover the pictures and the wine. No, it was just an empty gesture. It's typical.
Mm. So, he said he'd be in Borsetshire working on this racecourse project.
Cover story.
You really think so?
Oh, you don't know the lengths Matt Crawford will go to mess with people's minds.
Well, clearly I don't.
But since we wouldn't play, I imagine that he'll be on the next plane back to Costa Rica.
I'll drink to that.
Where are you off to with that? The young stock?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm running a bit late. Toby was in a bit of a mood first thing.
Was he? Why?
Oh, you know, he was hoping to forge ahead with the next stage of the gym business, but, well, there's been a bit of a hiccup.
Oh, dear.
Temporary, he hopes. But anyway, I'd best be off.
Look, hang on a minute, can you? There's something I need to tell you.
Oh, yeah?
That's why I came out. I was hoping to catch you.
Okay.
I've been checking through the records to see if I could get to the bottom of how we picked up this wretched infection.
Oh, I see. Did you find anything?
Yes. It's my fault.
Your fault?
The batch of cows that wasn't tested. The thing is, it was down to me, personally. I've just been through all the correspondence from the cellar.
The farm in Somerset?
Yeah. And reading the emails and looking at the paperwork. Well, it's clear it was all down to me. I'm really sorry, Pip.
Dad, you've got no need to apologise to me.
I have. I have. And your mum. All the trouble it's caused us. All the flak we're taking. You know, even poor Ben. Your mum thinks that that's why he was off school last week. Things the kids on the bus are saying.
I know. But you still don't know that's how the infection got here. No, all we know is that one batch of cows wasn't tested. And just because they weren't tested, it doesn't mean they'd got it.
I know, but it means we can't prove it. Which gives Tom and Adam an excuse to blame us.
Yeah, but...
Which, I agree, is quite unreasonable, because our cows haven't been anywhere near theirs.
Well, even if they had, I mean, Alistair said the infection could be passed in a whole load of ways, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he should know. So there's no point in speculating about it.
No.
At least the yields have stabilised and there are only a couple of cows showing symptoms now.
I know it looks like it might be nearly over, but the yields still aren't going up like they should be.
But they are going up, which shows we reached the bottom and we are on our way back, doesn't it?
Yeah, OK, we're getting back on track. But what about Bridge Farm and Home Farm? They've both lost beasts, haven't they? I've got to tell them it was me that didn't get those cows tested.
What good would that do?
Well, it would stop them blaming you and your mum.
You don't need to bother on my account. Now, I really must get this silage out.
Right. Let's see if I can do this in one.
Well done, Brian. That was a tricky shot.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I do seem to be on form this morning.
I'll say. At this rate, we'll be round the course in record time.
Good. Gives us more time in there. Oh, no. Hmm? Might be no bad thing if we did get a move on.
Why?
Morning, Brian.
Oh, is that Matt Crawford?
Yes, what the hell's he doing here?
You knew he was back at the village?
No, I didn't expect to meet him on the golf course.
Oh, no, Lillian will be surprised.
I'm not sure he's even a member still.
Maybe his partner is. Do you know him?
His face is faintly familiar. It's Pete something. The vet he used for his racehorses.
Matt owned racehorses?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's full of surprises.
Mm. Well, shall we wait and let them catch up so you can say hello? Oh,
good God, no. Last thing I want is to get any kind of conversation with Matt Crawford. Now, come on. With a bit of luck, he won't catch us up.
The lambs seem to be doing okay.
Yeah, they're looking all right, aren't they?
It's good to know something is.
No thanks to me.
Oh, come on, David. Stop beating yourself up about the cows.
It was my fault.
No more than mine. Neither of us checked that batch had been tested.
No, but I was the one who sorted the paperwork. You relied on me to do it properly and I didn't. I let you all down.
We all slip up sometimes. Look at me with Clary last week. I still can't believe I was so thoughtless. And getting into a spat with Helen, of all people. Oh, Clary was polite enough when I popped round with those chocolates on Saturday. But, well, I still don't think she's forgiven me.
It's all such a mess, isn't it?
Yeah.
I still think I should come clean with Tony and Brian. How it was me personally.
But how is that going to help?
Well, like I said, at least you and Pip won't get the blame.
The damage is already done. What's the point in giving Tom more ammunition?
Oh, maybe.
Hang on. What does Pip want?
Mum!
She seems in a bit of a state.
Let's hope it's not IBR in the Herefords.
It can't be. We've been scrupulous in keeping them apart. They've all been vaccinated.
Oh, thank goodness I found you. I'd hope you'd be up here.
Oh, what's happened?
Hey, take your time, take your time.
A few deep breaths.
Oh, yeah. It's better.
So what's the problem?
Oh, it's the tractor. The transmission has seized up.
What?
When?
Just now. I'd fed the heifers and was heading home.
And what happened exactly?
I don't know. There was this grinding noise from the back axle and then it all just seized up.
Oh, great. This is all we need.
Can one of you come and take a look?
Yeah, all right. I'll come now.
It could be something really simple, hopefully.
Well, it could be, but I bet it isn't.
Right. Oh, damn. Up again.
Oh, hard luck, Brian.
Why don't you try putting it in the hole?
What do you think I'm trying to do?
Morning, Mr. Crawford.
Morning, and I do wish you'd call me Matt.
Shove it on. I'll get it in this time.
Oh, not if you swing at it like that, you won't. You're always so impatient, Brian.
We don't want to hold you up.
No rush. Pete's gone for a comfort break anyway. He always did have a weak bladder.
Oh, hell.
I told you, more race, less speed.
I think there's something wrong with this putter.
Oh, bad workman blames his tools.
Deep breath, Brian. Just do what you did at the fifth hole.
Oh, at last.
Third time lucky. Oh, no, it's the fourth, wasn't it?
Thanks for all your helpful advice, Matt. We won't hold you up anymore.
I've got to wait for Pete anyway. Give us a chance for a bit of a catch-up, if Justin don't mind.
Well, he's meeting Lillian for lunch, actually.
So, how are things with the family, Brian?
They're fine, thank you.
Really? Even when you decided to spend all that money expanding the farm, I'd have thought that would have ruffled a few feathers.
Well, everyone was right behind me, as it happens.
We'd better take us out.
A very sensible use of home farm resources. And he drove a hard bargain.
Oh, yeah, he bought it from you, didn't he?
Mm. from Borchers to land.
How convenient.
It was. Selling to someone I knew I could trust.
Indeed, with your close personal ties.
Exactly.
If you mean Lillian, Matt, as she's been living under my roof since you left her high and dry, I don't think you're in any position
I'm to... just pleased she had you to turn to.
Were you?
Yes. That must be getting a bit crowded with your daughter back from Africa too.
And making a great success of her new business. Another flourishing home farm enterprise.
Oh, thank you, Justin.
Oh, yeah, what's it called again? Something spiritual?
Spiritual home. I'm afraid it's fully booked for Easter if you're after a massage.
I don't suppose Matt is staying that long.
Oh, well, you never know. Spiritual home. Yeah, it's very, very, very Kate, isn't it? Pity she had to leave her children thousands of miles away. Must be very upsetting for her. And for them, of course.
You haven't changed, have you? Still the same poisonous lowlife.
Brian, sorry to interrupt, but actually, now I think about it, probably we should be moving on. I don't want to keep Lillian waiting.
No, I'm sure you don't. Don't mind me, I'll stay and wait for Pete. You tee off. I'll be fascinated to see how you do that, Brian.
Well, you were right.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault, love.
But...
Oh, there's nothing else for it. We'll just have to call in the mechanic. I think I've got his number here.
Oh, yet more expense.
Oh, I needed that.
I can see you did. Same again?
Maybe I'd better let that one settle. Sorry, I rather fell apart over the last few holes.
No, that's all right. Then try one.
But with Matt Crawford making snide remarks...
Oh, you shouldn't let him get to you.
I don't know how you kept so cool on those comments about Lillian.
Oh, the thing is, Brian, I've got Lillian and he hasn't.
Fair point.
Same for you, with your thriving business, beautiful wife, talented children and grandchildren. What's Crawford got?
An army of creditors chasing him, if I know Matt.
I rest my case.
Oh, you're right, of course.
I must confess, from the things I've heard about him, I was expecting someone a little more... impressive.
The Napoleon of Borsetshire. I suppose he's just a petty crook and not even a very good one.
Not a very good anything.
I don't know why he can get under my skin so much.
Excuse me, sir.
What? Me? No, there must be some mistake. I didn't order this.
Compliments of the gentleman over there.
Hmm? Gentleman over...
Have a drink on me, Justin.
Typical. I suppose he thinks that makes up for everything.
No, you'll have to do better than that. Have you seen the label?
Oh, yes. It's hardly Premier Cru, is it?
One step up from disinfectant. I suppose this is his idea of a joke.
What are you going to do?
Smile and wave and tip it down the sink.
Well, there it goes.
Nothing else they could do. Like you said, the chances are it'll need a new back axle and transmission.
Why would it just lock itself up like that?
No oil is the obvious answer. There must have been a leak.
Great. That's all we need.
One thing I do know, it's going to cost an arm and a leg to fix. Not to mention the call-out charge and the low loader.
I wasn't driving too fast. Honestly, I wasn't.
No one's blaming you. These things happen.
Just seems like they're happening to us a lot at the moment.
Everyone has these runs of bad luck.
Yeah, they do.
What's that saying? Everything comes in threes.
What, you mean we've got one more to go?
David, you're not helping. So, we're going to have to use another tractor for a few days.
If it is only a few days.
It's not the end of the world.
No. And at least the firm has one available for us to hire.
At a price. I'm sorry, but I was just thinking, normally it wouldn't matter so much. We could just borrow one from Home Farm.
Yeah.
But as things are, you know... Oh, if I'd just had those wretched cows tested...
Dad, the tractor's got nothing to do with the cows.
Of course it hasn't.
I was driving it. If it does turn out to be anyone's fault, it's got to be mine, isn't it? And I don't think I did anything wrong.
Of course you didn't.
But if that's the way things turn out, well, I'll just have to take responsibility.
No, you won't. I'm sorry for going on about the cows. It's just a run of bad luck. There's no point in us trying to find any meaning in it.
It's natural you want to know what happened with the tractor. You know, I do too. And, well, as for the cows...
Oh, Pip, knowing doesn't get us anywhere, does it? It doesn't change the situation we're in now.
No, I suppose not, but...
It doesn't, Pip. Your mum's right. There's no point in stressing about things we can't change. We just have to get on with it.
Is that all you're having? You could easily do your full English.
Oh, don't be silly. You do enough of those for the guests.
Well, not so much this week.
Honestly, toast is all I fancy. I'm not very hungry.
I thought you'd be starving working at that factory till midnight. You didn't get a chance to eat much tea.
Oh, maybe I'll have a big lunch.
You're still tired, aren't you?
I'm not as tired as I would have been if you hadn't had the kids, so I could get a bit of a lie in. I really appreciate that.
They were no trouble.
If you say so.
No, they weren't. Too busy jumping up and down on the trampoline. Not like I had to get them off to school or anything.
And I am not expecting you to do that when they go back. It's your busy time when we got guests in.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
No. That lie-in was a one-off. Oh. I'll be fine once I get used to it. It's only 3 nights a week.
Well, you're up then?
Yes.
Dead to the world when I left.
Yeah, but you got up early, didn't you, love? Check the sheep.
Yeah, well, I had to. I'm doing that scrub clearance on the estate this morning. Is there any tea left in the pot?
Well, you were dead to the world when I got in. And no.
I'll put the kettle on.
It was the middle of the night.
Hardly.
I don't know what else you'd call 1 a.m. And I was tired.
You were tired?
Yes. There's no picnic getting the kids off to bed with you not there.
They were all right.
Don't talk as if you've never done it. You often get them to bed.
Yeah, but you always come up to give them a good night kiss. They missed that.
I did it before I went.
They'll soon get used to a new routine. Aren't you going to ask Emma how she got on?
How'd you get on?
Okay. I'm a bit tired.
A bit? You look shattered.
It was bound to be tough the first time.
Yeah, and it's going to get tougher. If this is what one shift does to you...
It's going to be tough if you keep up this attitude, but it's not going to make me give up, if that's what you think.
I just don't understand.
Emma, I meant to tell you, bumped into Alice yesterday. She was asking me about your new job.
Oh, was she?
Said to say, well done, you.
Typical. Oh, that is so patronising. Good enough for me, is what she means.
Oh, I'm sure she didn't.
Of course she didn't.
Oh, come on. Can you see Alice taking a shift at a chicken factory? She wouldn't dirty her hands, however broke she and Chris were.
And she'd be right.
Oh, Edward, really?
She's got no idea why I'm doing
this. And she's not the only one. Exhausting yourself, not seeing me.
It's not much of a deprivation at the moment.
Come on, you two. No need to
upsetting the kids.
Edward. Don't you dare say that.
It's not true, Emma. They were fine.
And for what? Why are you putting yourself through this when you don't need to?
You know why. For the money.
We were getting by.
No, we weren't. And if you can't see that, I don't have the energy to explain it to you. Now, I'd better see what the kids are up to, since I've been neglecting them so much.
How could you say that to her? How could you?
I didn't mean to. So, Kira, she was a bit upset.
Only like she is if you're not there to kiss her goodnight, because you've gone for a pint with your dad.
Okay, I shouldn't have said it.
No, or any of the other things. Not after her very first shift.
But I want it to be her last.
Well, I don't. And if you won't support her, I will. If putting your own kids to bed is too much for you...
Of course it
isn't. I'll do it.
Well, you've got enough on your plate. Bridge Farm, the B&B guests.
I've got a lot of bookings. Susan and Neil said they'd be happy to help out.
No, I don't want them to. I can look after my own kids. I can support my own family.
But not your wife. I know how important all that is to you, love. It's just as important to Emma.
Yeah, I know.
She wants to contribute as much as you do. Is that so difficult to understand?
Yeah, well, thanks for calling me so promptly. Yeah, I'll get the money to you as soon as I can. OK.
Morning, David.
Oh, hi, Neil.
How are things with the IBR? Any more new cases?
No, thank goodness, but we're not out of the woods yet.
Must be tough for you. But, as your dad would have said, that's farming for you.
Yeah. He always managed to stay in control. I just wish I took after him.
Careful, George. Don't bounce on, Kira.
They're having fun.
Yeah, they are. And I'm having fun watching them, so if you've come to have another go at me...
No, I've come to say I'm sorry.
Seriously?
Yes. Yeah, I shouldn't have reacted like that.
It wasn't very supportive.
Would you really mean that? Or just what Clary's told you to say?
No, she did. And she was right. I'm the one in the wrong.
It isn't a question of right or wrong. It's just what we both need to do.
Yeah, I know. I can't bear to think of you working in that dreadful place.
It's not so bad. The other girls are a laugh. And it's no worse than some of the jobs you have to do.
Well, I'm clearly not doing enough of them if this is what you're driven to.
I'm not driven to anything. I want to.
Really?
Yeah. I know you're doing everything you can to put bread on the table.
Do you?
Yeah, of course. But I just want a bit of butter and jam sometimes. Don't we deserve that? Don't the kids?
Yeah, of course they do.
Kira loved her party, didn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And the trampoline? Look at them. Isn't it worth it to see them so happy?
Oh, they do love it, don't they?
Absolutely. George said it was a much better present than what Will and Nick got him.
Well, a couple of new games for his Xbox, it was a bit obvious,
wasn't
it?
Just a bit.
Suppose they thought they'd scored such a hit with the quad bike, they didn't need to try so hard.
George told me that the trampoline was a much better present than the quad bike.
Really?
Yeah, the quad bike's just for him. This he can play on with Kira and his friends. He's showing off a bit about that.
Well, well, well.
Isn't that worth me packing chickens for?
You're right. It will be nice to say yes to the kids sometimes. I know he's looking forward to going to the cinema with his mates.
Yeah, that's all I want, to put a smile on their faces. And on yours.
Mine?
Yeah, I don't want scrimping and saving to come between us. My wages will give us a bit of breathing space. We're in this together.
Yeah. Yeah, of course we are.
Morning, Clary. Oh. Back on the bike, are you?
Saves petrol money. Off to work.
Oh, well, I won't keep you. I'm looking for Emma.
Oh, she's round the back, watching the children on their trampoline.
I just wanted to find out how her first shift had gone.
Oh, right.
Susan did text her, but she just said okay.
I think it was quite hard for her.
Ah, that's what we thought.
But she coped. She's a good girl.
We think so. Well, I'll just have a word with her so I can set Susan's mind at rest.
I'm sure Emma'd appreciate the support. Edward's not giving her much.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I'm sorry to have to say it. I know, it's disloyal of me. But he's making such heavy weather of this job. It's only three evenings a week.
Yeah, that's quite a lot, though, when she's got the tea room and cleaning for Peggy and
yeah, but
the
Edward's
kids.
Not making it any easier. I did try and talk some sense into him.
Oh, did it work?
Well, he had to get over to the estate. I don't know if he had time to make things up with Emma.
They really had a row about it?
Yeah, afraid so. And it's just his stupid male pride. I could shake him.
Don't be too hard on him. I understand where he's coming from.
Do you?
Yeah, I didn't find it easy when I didn't have enough work and Susan had to be the main breadwinner. You feel such a failure.
With respect, Neil, not really Edward's feelings that matter. Emma's the one who needs the support.
Well, yeah, of course she does. I'll go and give her some.
Yeah, that's it, Kira. See if you can bounce higher than George.
I haven't got bored with it yet, then.
Hiya, Dad. No, I think that's a long way off. Mm.
Worth you taking another job for?
Absolutely worth it.
Not the most pleasant way to spend your evenings.
Well, it's not every evening. I can cope.
Even without Ed on your side? Clary told me things had been difficult.
Yeah, but we've made up.
Ah, that's good. As long as you and Ed are okay now.
Yeah, we are.
And you know, if there's ever anything your mum and I can do to help...
I know that, Dad. I'm very lucky.
And we're lucky to have you.
I bet you didn't always think that.
Well, it was touch and go until you gave us these lovely grandchildren. But your mum will be pleased to hear everything's okay.
It is. And how is mum? Has she calmed down about the cricket?
Well, I wouldn't say that, exactly.
Neither's Fallon. She keeps telling Harrison he's got to sort it.
Obviously, he hasn't told her his cunning plan yet.
It's going to have to be very cunning.
He's going to have an open audition nets on Thursday, so everyone can have a go, whatever their gender or age.
Oh, that's a start, I suppose. What does Mem think?
I haven't told her yet. Harrison wants to make a special point of inviting her and some of the other women personally.
Oh, hi. I've just made this coffee.
Good. Hope it's nice and strong.
Did Elizabeth get hold of you?
No.
About her 50th birthday do? Next Friday? I wonder if she'll be inviting Kenton. Your mum says they're still not speaking to one another.
Well, that's the least of my worries. The tractor company rang me.
Not good news?
You could say that. The half shaft seal on the rear axle had been leaking oil. That's why the whole thing seized up.
All that trouble just from an oil leak?
Well, we should have spotted it. Checking the oil should be automatic.
How long is it going to take to fix?
About a week.
Oh, I suppose it could have been worse. Might have taken longer.
Well, it's bad enough. A week's rental on a replacement tractor, plus the bill for fixing the thing.
How much will that be?
With labour and parts, about 18 grand. Maybe 17 if we're lucky.
As much as that?
I had to tell them to go ahead. It was that or buy a new tractor.
I know.
How can I have been so stupid? Again.
It wasn't your fault.
Well, it was somebody's. How could we miss an oil leak? It's routine maintenance.
Pip has the tractor out as much as you these days, and she didn't notice it. Not even yesterday morning.
Well, don't say that to her, will you? You know how badly she's taking this over.
Of course I won't. Clearly, for whatever reason, we've all taken our eye off the ball recently.
It's not much comfort.
I didn't say it was. But things have slipped through the net. We need to sort that, and quickly.
I dread to think what Tom and Tony are going to say when they hear about this.
It's got nothing to do with the IBR.
No, but it will confirm their idea that we've got sloppy, won't it? That I'm not the farmer my dad was.
Oh, David.
And I'm beginning to think that maybe they're right.
Oh, I won't stay long. I've got to get off to work myself.
Well, you can sit down at least.
Oh, thanks. It's good of you to see me at such short notice, Usha. And so early in the morning.
Well, that's all right. I was intrigued.
It's about the cricket.
Oh, I thought it might be. That's why I was intrigued. Mm. I didn't think we had much left to say to each other on that particular topic.
Well, obviously you were mistaken.
Don't let us keep you, Alan. This is such a busy week for you.
Oh, yeah, please, if you need to go.
No, I might just have another cup of coffee. Harrison?
No, thanks.
So, about the cricket?
Yes. I wanted you to be the first to know I'm holding an open audition net tomorrow evening.
Oh, open audition, love. Sounds intriguing.
Yes. What does that mean, exactly?
Well, that anyone can try out, whatever their gender.
Or age.
Or age, yeah. I realised I should have trawled my net a bit wider.
Well, that's splendid, isn't it, love?
Yes, sounds like an excellent idea. But then, I always thought it was.
And you were right, so I am letting as many people as possible know about it. Susan and Jolene and Ruth and Shula, Sabrina...
That's an impressive list.
Mm, I wonder what they all have in common.
Usha, give the man a break.
They're the same age as some of the men who still play for the team occasionally. It was a good point and I take it on board.
Yes. Well, thank you, Harrison. It takes courage to admit you're wrong.
Usha isn't very good at it herself.
That's how I know how hard it is. Well, thank you for taking what I said seriously and trying to put it right.
I'm glad you challenged me on it.
That's very gracious of you.
It is.
So, we can expect to see you there, then?
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Really?
But I thought this is what you wanted.
Well, it was always a matter of principle. It wasn't about me. Nothing personal in it.
No.
But it's Maundy Thursday, and Alan has a big service at St. Stephen's tomorrow evening.
Oh, right.
I was planning to go to that.
Were you?
Yes. Didn't I mention it?
No, you didn't. What time is nets usually, Harrison?
Oh, any time after 6, whenever people can get there.
Well, that's all right then. My service doesn't start till 7:30, so you'll have time to do both, love.
Well, it will still be a bit of a rush. It depends what time I get back from work.
Oh, well, yes, of course.
But you'll try, though, won't you?
I'll just have to see how it goes.
OK. Well, I won't take up any more of your time.
No, I'll see you out.
Oh, there's no need for that. I do hope you'll be able to come, though, Usher. I'm sure the other women would appreciate it. Bye, then.
Bye.
Goodbye.
What was all that about? Poor bloke. Are you playing hard to get like that? He didn't know whether he was coming or going.
Oh, doing good to be taken down a peg or two.
Oh, Usha, that's a bit mean. He's obviously trying to make things right.
Oh, I know. I did thank him.
Yeah, and so you should. Captain of the cricket team, going out of his way to make women of all ages welcome on the team. That's a big deal.
Yes, that's good.
It's very good. You got what you wanted.
The other women and I putting pressure on him got what we wanted. As I said, it wasn't personal.
Oh, come off it. You really enjoyed the sessions you went to. Why the change of heart?
Aren't you going to be late now? I thought you had to get over to Waterley Cross.
I do. Oh, gosh, yes. I better get going. I need to go straight into Felpersham after that.
Felpersham? But why? If it's something I can get for you.
No, that's kind, love, but I'm seeing the Dean. I'm picking up some material from her at the cathedral. Need it for Good Friday.
All this dashing about, it's been a crazy week for you already.
Yeah, it always is.
Well, it seems worse this year. Well, if you're going to be in Felpersham, you can have lunch with me. Then at least I'll know you're getting some food inside you.
OK, it's a date.
See what I mean?
Yes. She's not looking good, is she?
Oh, I didn't think so. I know she's the one who had the late abortion.
Even so, I'd have expected her to be looking better by now.
Yeah, so would I. We're going to have to get Alistair out, aren't we?
Afraid so. We can't risk losing her.
We certainly can't.
And it looks like these four are coming down with it as well.
Yeah, certainly sounds like it.
He can look at them too while he's here.
It's obvious the vaccination hasn't totally stopped the disease if some are still coming down with it.
I know it's disappointing.
It's a disaster. Who knows how many more there might be?
I think we're on top of it now.
The costs are still escalating, and it's all Brookfield's fault.
We don't know that for sure.
I think we do. They're the only farm with untested cows.
We can't prove it, and it's not worth causing a family rift about it.
Well, I think that ship sailed. Helen was pretty upset already, even before Ruth made that crack about the E. coli.
Yes, I was surprised at Ruth.
Yeah, not to mention Clary.
Oh, poor Clary. They shouldn't have dragged her into this.
Fighting dirty like that doesn't sound much like family loyalty to me.
Things aren't looking good between us, I don't deny that.
If David had any decency at all, he'd be offering to compensate us.
Yes, but he isn't. And there's really no way we can make him.
There might be.
Tom, I really don't want any more confrontations with Brookfield.
No, don't worry. I wasn't going to waste my breath on them.
Good.
There's no point appealing to their better natures.
So it seems.
So, we'll just have to think of something else.
Oh, this is such a good idea, love. It's been ages since we had a picnic.
I knew you'd say you didn't have time for hot lunch, but I thought posh sandwiches would do just as well.
And you were right. Such a lovely setting, you know. The river, the cathedral, the swans.
I thought all that might relax you a bit.
Yeah, it is.
Good.
But you needn't think the stuffy meat with smoked salmon and cream cheese bagels is going to stop me asking what's still bugging you about the cricket.
I didn't think it would.
So come on, then.
It's what Harrison said at the start of all this. I can't get it out of my mind.
What, that you were too old? I thought we'd all agreed now. That was ridiculous.
That I'm not good enough.
Oh, I see. Well, if you put the hours in, I'm sure you'd get better.
Oh, you. Harrison didn't think so.
Well, he's got high standards.
So he should have. He's the captain.
Of a village cricket team, not of Warwickshire. It's the taking part that counts.
Not to me, it's not. You know how competitive I am. Suppose I let them down when we were playing Darrington. I'd die of shame.
You're not seeing the bigger picture. You're absolutely right to challenge Harrison on the unconscious ageism and sexism.
Was I? Or was I just piqued he'd told me I was rubbish?
No, it doesn't matter what your motivation was. You're making a very valid point, not just for yourself.
And I've made it. We won. No need for me to humiliate myself any longer.
Well, what about your solidarity with the other women? They supported you.
And I was grateful.
But it's not going to look like it. Not if you bail out now. They'll feel let down.
I think you're overestimating my influence. They didn't join the protest because of me.
Yeah, but you started it. You can't quit while you're winning. Well, you were supposed to be competitive.
Oh, OK. I'll think about it.
Good.
I'm not making any promises.
I'm not asking you to.
Right. Well, now that's settled, we can talk about you.
Me? Why? What's the matter with me?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, nothing. Of course, I'm busy, but it's Holy Week. It's always frantic.
Frantic, yes. Manic, no.
I think you're exaggerating a bit.
I'm not. I've hardly seen you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but I thought you'd be used to it by now.
And usually I don't mind. All the activity energises you, makes you happy.
And that's the way it should be.
And not this year. Come on, I'm right, aren't I?
Well, maybe.
Come on, sweetheart. I just faced some home truths. Now it's your turn.
Maybe I have been overcompensating a little.
For what? Oh, is this still about Rob Titchener?
Yes.
What the harm that man did.
And I did nothing to stop it.
Well, you couldn't have known what was going on. No one else did.
Yeah, I knew what was happening to him afterwards, didn't I? He told me.
And you did everything in your power to help him.
Yeah, exactly. Everything I could. And I still couldn't reach him.
Well, maybe he wasn't reachable.
No one's outside God's love and mercy and forgiveness, Usha. Not even Rob Titchener.
There. See how they like that.
Your mum says lunch is ready. Oh, sorry. You working on something?
No.
I'm sure 5 minutes won't hurt.
No, I'd finished anyway. I was just updating the blog.
Oh, Tom, thank you. I've completely let that slip with all that's been going on.
That's okay. It's all updated now.
I know I should take my turn, but in all honesty, it's not really my thing.
Don't worry, Dad. I've got it all under control.
Hey, you're busy today.
Well, I'm not complaining.
People starting to get away for their Easter breaks, I suppose.
Yeah, that and Wayne's sourdough rolls.
Yeah. Can I order a cheese plowman's, please, Kenton, mate?
Yeah, of course. Anything to drink?
Lime and soda. Mm-hmm. I could do with something stronger, but this is only my lunch break.
Oh, dear, what's the matter with you? Work, is it?
No, that's busy, but nothing I can't handle. There you are.
Oh, thanks, sir. Fallon's still on your case?
She just wants me to sort this cricket nightmare out as quickly as possible. So do I.
Oh, can't be pleasant to be cast as the sexist, ageist Neanderthal of Ambridge.
It's not. Especially as I'm not.
Well, Fallon's been defending you, Ian. There you go.
I know, but I don't want her falling out with her friends. I don't want us falling out with anyone. Oh, Kenton, I just don't understand how things have got this bad.
Oh, join the club.
Why? Who have you fallen out with?
Oh, Toby. Or rather, he's fallen out with me.
I thought he wasn't his normal chatty self.
No, he's sulking. He'll come round. At least he'd better if he wants to keep his job. Anyway, I thought you'd solved the problem with this open nets thing. And Jolene's looking forward to tomorrow night.
Well, I'm glad someone is.
Not many takers. Is your drink?
No. Looks like it's going to be one big flop.
Really? Oh. Well, I think Shula's hoping to come.
That's good, but Ruth can't.
Oh, the IBR, that's hardly surprising.
Kate's too busy with Easter bookings. Sabrina's away.
Oh, somewhere exotic, no doubt. Well, what about Susan and Usha?
They don't know.
But they started it. Well, Usha did, and Susan was her chief cheerleader.
Exactly. If they don't come, the whole exercise is pretty pointless.
Well, maybe they're playing hard to get. You know women. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that, am I?
No, you're not. Maybe. Alan seemed a bit surprised Usha didn't jump at it.
Well, perhaps he'll talk her around.
I've got Neil on Susan's case. He says he'll try flattery.
Never fails. Hey, cheer up. I'll get your ploughman's. And don't you worry, mate. It'll be all right on the night.
Well, if it isn't, Ambridge cricket team had better start looking for another captain. I can't take much more of this.
And then he got down on one knee. Right there with all the pub watching.
On one knee?
Yes. Must have ruined his lovely trousers.
Now, just let me get this straight. Justin Elliot proposed to Lillian with a packed bull watching.
And she turned him down. Ran away crying.
Crying?
Yes. Said she didn't know. She wasn't sure.
Fascinating. I didn't realise so much had been going on in my absence.
You know, Ambridge, never a dull moment.
Hello.
So you'll be staying, will you?
Oh, yeah. Ambridge don't get rid of me that easily. Afternoon, Neil.
Afternoon.
Oh, I'm surprised he's still here.
And sticking around, apparently.
Oh, I don't suppose Lillian will be very pleased about that.
Oh, Justin, we shall see, shan't we? Mm-hmm.
So, are you all ready for your evening's exercise?
Exercise?
Yeah, the open audition net. You are going, aren't you?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't need to now, do I?
Well, how do you work that out?
But I made my protest on a point of principle and we've won.
Well, you won't have if, well, the more mature ladies don't show up. Harrison will think he was right in the first place.
Jolene and Shula are going, and I'm sure Usha will.
Junie's expecting you there. That's what Kenton told me.
Well, text her. Tell her I don't fancy it. Cricket isn't really my thing.
Oh, that's not true. You know as much about it as I do.
Oh, I take an interest, yes, but that's only because you and Christopher play.
Well, he'd be so proud if you got on the team.
That's not very likely, is it? No, I'll give it a miss.
I'm surprised at you, Susan. Where's your sense of female solidarity?
Lillian, hang on a minute, can you?
Matt? I've got nothing to say to you. I don't even know why you're still here.
I've got business to sort out.
Oh, this imaginary race course?
Oh, it'll happen. And I can't leave yet. I'm still not up to speed on all the village gossip.
I should think you're causing most of it.
Pot kettle black. Susan Carter just told me about Justin's proposal.
Has she?
Sounded very romantic. I'm surprised you didn't mention it.
But it's got nothing to do with you.
Yeah, I know. You're still having your fling.
Oh, don't kid yourself. It's a bit more than that.
But if he's not good enough for you to marry...
How I choose to conduct my relationships has got nothing to do with you.
Of course, you never married me.
You never asked me.
Yeah, I knew I wasn't good enough.
Oh, you got that right.
And I had more sense. I knew an independent woman like you wouldn't want to be tied down.
You knew nothing about me, and you know nothing about me and Justin. I'm far happier with him than I ever was with
you. For now...
For always.
Bit of a pattern, though, isn't it?
Pattern?
We had a secret affair that got serious. I left Yvette. We were happy.
Until you took all the money. Oh, and you left out the bit about you're going to prison for fraud.
Yeah, that's not all I left out, is it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I think you do. Let's just say you got tired of me. I could see the writing was on the wall.
Was another justification for bankrupting me.
You got tired of me, and you'll get tired of Justin. And when you do...
I shall never get tired of Justin. He is nothing like you, and our relationship is nothing like yours and mine. If you came back with some deluded idea...
I came back to start paying you what I owe you.
Oh, yeah, well, about that. I was keeping this as a souvenir.
Oh, Lillian, I'm touched.
To remind me what a snake you are. Here's your dirty money, and this is what I think of it.
Oh, dear. Now I shall have to write another one.
Don't bother. I don't need your money, and I certainly don't need you. The sooner you get out of here, the better.
Yeah, not for me, Pushcat. Not for me.
Oh, good shot, love. Can you show them?
Yes, well done, Jolene.
I'm glad she's holding her own. Yeah, good turnout in the end, Harrison.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Nice Lily's brought Amber along. She looks like she might shape up into a good player.
Maybe. Not so sure about Molly Button's maid.
Aren't you?
She's a bit alternative, isn't she?
Well, exactly. She might be our demon bowler. I'd be terrified if I saw her heading down the pitch towards me.
Aye, we'll see.
You must be pleased we're getting a younger crowd in.
I am, but this evening was set up to give me a chance to bury the hatchet with the older women, and I don't see many of them here.
Well, Jolene's here. And Shula's come.
Yeah, Usha's not here.
Well, God, it's early yet.
Or Susan. I thought you said she was coming with Jolene.
Well, she didn't positively tell Jolene she wasn't.
What did she say?
She told her to go ahead without her while she made up her mind.
I don't think that sounds very promising.
Well, you'd be wrong. Look.
Evening all.
Hello.
Oh, Susan, I'm so pleased to see you.
Oh, don't get too excited. I've only come to watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've told her. What's the point of that?
Oh, Jolene's having a go. She's not brilliant, but
we just want everyone to enjoy themselves.
And I shall enjoy watching them. I've just come to support my sisters.
Is Tracy coming? Ooh, wouldn't like to see her with a bat in her hand.
The other women. The ones in my cohort.
Cohort? Oh, you mean the...
I'm sure they'll all appreciate it. I certainly do.
Well, I didn't want to let them down. Not after what Usha did for us.
Yeah, she was a star, wasn't she?
Oh, she was. Where is she?
Well, she hasn't arrived yet.
Well, it's still quite early, though.
But she is coming, isn't she? Neil said she would be.
I said I thought she would be.
Well, is she coming or not?
To be honest, I'm not entirely sure. When we last spoke, she was still...
Evening, everybody!
There you are. Told you she'd come.
Yes, of course. She wouldn't let you down, Susan.
I never doubted it. Oh, so lovely to see you.
It is. Thank you for coming.
Oh, that's all right. I'm just sorry I'm a bit late.
Doesn't matter at all.
I hope I haven't held you up.
No, of course not.
People turn out when they can.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you play, Usha.
Don't get your hopes up.
Oh, don't be so modest. I'm sure you'll be an inspiration to all of us.
That's right, Usha.
You keep it up.
Give it your best shot.
Oh, she's terrible, isn't she?
Dreadful. Oh, look at that.
Come on, Usha.
Oh, don't encourage her.
She's doing her best.
Yes, and it's terrible.
You're only prolonging the agony for her.
And for everyone else.
Maybe. I did think you might have been exaggerating, Harrison.
Well, now you can see I wasn't. Oh, not bad, Usha.
No wonder you didn't want her on the squad. I wouldn't have made such a fuss if I'd known she was this bad.
I thought you said it was a matter of principle.
Well, it is. Harrison, do you mind if I have a go?
Oh, please do.
I don't mind at all. But I thought you'd just come to watch.
Oh, can't watch any more of this. I might as well have a go while I'm here.
Yeah, good for you, love.
She's coming off. Thank God for that.
Oh, it's a shame, though. Lily was telling me how much she hoped Usha would be staying in the squad.
Oh, please, no.
She was very good at encouraging the youngsters.
Do you want to turn now, Susan?
Oh, yes, I thought I might. For the honour of the over 50s.
Well, set that bar pretty low. You couldn't be worse than me.
We'll see.
Yeah, you were just getting your eye in.
Well, it's a miracle I didn't have someone else's eye out. Please, take the bat. It's an offensive weapon in my house.
Oh, thanks. Wish me luck.
Oh, there are some pads over by Lily.
Good luck, love.
Well done, Usha. That was a brave attempt.
Oh, please, don't try to be kind. I was appalling.
Yeah, you were pretty bad.
Oh, Kenton.
Well, it's all right. I know I've got no chance of making the squad.
Well, with so many people interested now, it's...
You don't have to sugar the pill.
A cricket team isn't just about the star players.
It is a bit.
It would help to score the odd run.
Yeah, but there are other ways you could help.
I've already told Harrison, not the team.
Well, Neil didn't mean that. You've been so good at encouraging the other players, especially the new ones, you know, the way you got the team all together in the pub that night.
Good Lord!
Hey, look at that! You could be our inspirational coach.
Now, is that even a thing? I don't want you inventing a role for me out of pity.
No, of course it is, especially at the moment.
We could really do with an injection of your team spirit. It would help me so much while I'm trying to put this new squad together.
Yeah, it is a crucial time, isn't it, Kenton? Mm. Kenton!
Whoa!
Fantastic, Susan!
What were you saying about a team not being about its star players? Did you see that, Harrison?
I did.
She's really good, isn't she?
Yeah. Ooh. Well, of course she is. I mean, where do you think Christopher gets it from?
Come in.
Hello, Justin.
Lillian, this is an unexpected pleasure. I didn't know you were planning to pop in.
Well, I didn't know myself.
Well, it's lovely, of course, but... Well, we would have been seeing each other in an hour anyway.
Well, this couldn't wait.
Oh, dear, that That sounds serious.
It is.
What's happened? Is this something to do with Matt Crawford?
In a way.
Yeah, what's he done now?
Brought me to my senses.
Really? How?
I'll explain that later. First, I've got a question I have to ask you.
I see. Oh, go on.
I wouldn't blame you for changing your mind after the way I've treated you.
The way you've treated me?
I must have been out of my mind. Justin, do you still want to marry me?
Yes, of course. I was on the point of bringing it up again last Friday, but, well...
Yeah, Matt showed up. He always did know how to spoil a party.
And then, well, I thought that with everything that was going on, it didn't seem the right time to...
Yeah, well, it is now.
Lillian, what on earth are you doing?
I'm doing things properly. Justin, will you marry me?
Oh, Lillian, my darling, please get up.
Not until I have my answer.
Yes. Yes, of course I'll marry you.
Oh, well, thank God for that. Well, aren't you going to kiss me? I believe it's customary.
Yes, of course. Oh, I couldn't be more delighted.
Me too.
But why? Why the sudden change of heart?
I told you, Matt.
Yes, I don't quite know what to make of that.
And I said I'd explain. He's coming back.
Yes?
It's reminded me of the hell he put me through.
Oh, my poor love.
You've never hurt me like that.
And I never would.
I know. You're not capable of it. And now I'm with you. I know what it's like to be truly loved.
Oh, Lillian.
And I don't ever want that to end.
And it needn't. Name the day, Lillian. Name the day.
Morning, Dad. You still okay to come out with me and check the heifers?
No, I am not.
Oh, sorry. I thought that's what we arranged.
I meant I am not okay. In fact, I don't think I've been less okay in my life.
Why? What's happened?
I've just had a phone call from Nick Spring.
Your mate in the co-op?
Yeah. He was at an NFU meeting last night in Porchester. And so was Tom.
Oh, was he talking about us?
More than talking. He was complaining to anyone who would listen that our carelessness has wrecked his father's pedigree herd.
He shouldn't have said that.
Too right, he shouldn't. I'm a former chair. How dare he embarrass me like this in front of friends and colleagues?
Well, I suppose he's still angry.
He's angry?
Dad, it must have been terrible for you to hear that from your friend.
Yes, it was. But that isn't all. Nick says that apparently Tom's been slagging us off on the Bridge Farm website as well.
Oh, yeah.
Lord knows how many people are going... Oh, wait a minute, you knew about this?
Yes. I was going to tell you, I was waiting for the right moment.
So what's he said?
Well, it's just a general blog about biosecurity. It's a hot topic.
You don't have to tell me that.
No, people write them in the heat of the moment. He's probably taken it down by now.
Well, not this morning he hadn't. That's when Nick saw it.
No, he doesn't mention Brookfield by name. Well, the blog doesn't.
What do you mean? But something else does?
He did post Bridge Farm aren't planning to stock any Brookfield meat in the foreseeable future.
Oh, fuck. And you didn't think to tell me?
Well, I didn't want to make things worse.
I don't see how they could be any worse. Tom's blackening our good name all over Borsetshire.
I don't think their site gets that many hits.
Well, it stops now. I have had enough. This goes beyond anything reasonable.
Wait, what are you going to do?
I am going to go round to Bridge Farm to give Tom a very large piece of my mind.
No, Dad, don't. No, not while you're so angry. Just give yourself time to calm down.
I don't want to calm down! We're going to have this out once and for all.
Oh, no, please, no, stop. Don't go.
Tell your mother I might be sometime.
No, if you could just listen to me for a minute. I've got something. Dad, please. Oh, no.
Oh, thanks for this, love. I'd have been fine with a bowl of cereal, you know.
Well, you've got a big day, that 3-hour service, so you need to keep your strength up. It's good to have a more relaxed start to the day.
It is. And I promise there will be more of them once Easter's over.
I'd like that.
You deserve your day off, though, now. Your triumph at Nets must have taken it out of you.
Oh, Alan, I was worse than ever.
It turned out all right in the end. He's still involved in the team, which is what you wanted.
Yes, it was, I suppose.
Inspirational coach.
Not the most snazzy of titles.
Mm. But you'll be doing something you're really good at.
I shall be much more use doing that than with a bat or a ball in my hand.
And if you hadn't made that stand against sexism and ageism, Harrison would never have found out how good Susan is.
That's true.
So, you've proved your worth to the team already.
I'd like to think so, thank you.
Mm.
Anyway, I think we can agree there's something else I'm very good at.
Oh, yeah?
Planning holidays.
It is one of your many talents.
So I think we should take one after Easter.
Right. How soon after Easter?
As soon as possible. I've checked your diary and it looks like there's a bit of a lull next week and the week after.
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly.
But there's nothing you couldn't get cover for.
If I could find cover at such short notice, or at all... Clergy with children often like to go away once Easter's over.
Because they're tired, like you will be. I'm sure all your parishes would help out. They know you need a holiday.
Do they?
Well, if they don't, I do. And you said you wanted us to spend some time together.
Hmm.
Don't you want some time away with me?
Of course I do, love. Just maybe not so soon. My head is so full of this weekend, I can't think beyond Sunday.
Oh, well, you don't have to. I can do all the planning.
It's a really nice thought, love. And there's nothing I'd like more.
Well, then.
Just not at the moment. It's not the right time for me to be away from my parishes. I'd feel I was abandoning them.
Is this still about Rob?
No. How could it be?
Well, I know the way your mind works. You think you let him down. And you don't want to let anyone else down?
No, I don't. But that's bigger than Rob Titchener. That time was a crisis for the whole village. And I didn't do as well as I should have done.
I don't know how you can say that.
There's things I'm missing. There were then, and there are now.
You have got four parishes to look after. You can't be everywhere at once, all seeing, all knowing. You're not God.
I am quite well aware of that, Usha.
You're holding yourself to such high standards.
Yes, the highest. And I fail. Of course I do, because I'm human and we all fail. I just want to fail better. That's all.
Dad, have you got a minute?
Oh, of course. Just been on the phone to Lillian. Wanted to see how things are with Matt.
Oh, is he still around?
Well, I think so, but Lillian sounded very chipper, so it's obviously not a big deal for her.
That's good.
Ah, what can I do for you?
Well, I was just wondering, has Helen decided what she wants to do on her birthday yet?
Oh, just a family day at home with the children.
Ah, sounds like a good idea. Easter Sunday, everywhere will be so busy anyway. Yeah,
exactly. So, your mum's planning one of her special roast dinners.
Ooh, with lamb, I hope.
Oh, of course with lamb. So, if you could make sure Johnny's there.
Oh, he will be, don't worry. I'll just mention the lamb. Oh,
Kirsty's coming. Did you know she's been helping Jill with her bees?
Really?
Apparently.
Yeah, well, I can see it might be right up her street.
I want a word with you, Tom.
Oh, hello, David.
How dare you go round telling everyone at the NFU what a lousy farmer I am?
What?
What, you didn't know? No, neither did I, till I got a call from Nick this morning.
I didn't say you're a lousy farmer. I just said your cows were responsible for spreading IBR.
You can't prove that!
Well, David, they do seem the most likely source.
Exactly.
And word would have got round anyway. It always does.
Yeah, well, it certainly does, when your son is also spreading this poison on social media.
I'm simply stating facts.
Social media? What are you talking about?
Well, don't you read your own website?
Of course I do, but... I leave it to Tom and Helen to update.
Well, then, perhaps you should keep a closer eye on what they're posting, if you don't want to be sued for libel.
Libel? Tom, what have you put on
it's
there?
It's just an article about biosecurity. It's a current concern.
Oh, don't play the innocent with me. I've read it.
Then you know I never mentioned Brookfield.
No. So, if you're not mentioned by name...
No, not in the main article. He's too clever for that.
Oh, thank you.
Where, then?
Under breaking news... Breach Farm won't be stocking any meat from Brookfield Farm in the foreseeable future.
That's just a fact, isn't it, Dad?
Well, I suppose so.
And if your guilty conscience makes you read other inferences into it, then that's up to you.
I don't have a guilty conscience.
Alistair said no one can know how this infection was spread.
Oh, but they might have a pretty good idea.
You know, I had a lot of sympathy with you when this first started. I really did.
Oh, yes. Sympathy? Now, I noticed you didn't back it up with any cash.
Tom, that is not helpful. We are all farmers. We were all suffering.
Well, some of us more than others.
But if this is your idea of solidarity... Well, there's nothing more to be said, is there?
Oh, David, wait. I'm sure we can...
Oh, let him go, Dad. Take his temper tantrum somewhere else.
He's got every right to be angry. What did I say to you about not escalating things?
I said I wasn't going to waste my breath on him. But if the court of public opinion finds him guilty...
Oh, that's more important to you, is it? Proving you're right?
No. What's important to me is proving he's wrong.
Well, we're not likely to get any compensation now, are we?
Anyway, I hope you didn't mind me ringing you.
It's fine. I'm just on my way to find Pip. I can walk and talk.
Only I don't know what to do. I thought a holiday would give him a bit of breathing space.
Certainly sounds like he needs it.
Help him get things into perspective.
Yeah, he's a great vicar. Everyone thinks so.
Except, apparently, Alan. Maybe he's having one of those dark nights of the soul.
Well, it is Good Friday. Whew, though anyone can have those.
Oh, sorry. Here I am, burdening you when you've got your own troubles.
I'm just wondering where David is.
Have you lost him?
He and Pip were supposed to be checking the young stock this morning, but I just got this cryptic text from Pip saying Dad said he might be some time.
Doing what?
Good question. I did text her back, but she's not replying.
That's why you're looking for her.
Yeah. Oh, I can see her now.
Well, will you go then?
You sure?
Of course, you can ring me back later. Tell me the solution to the mystery.
I will. Bye. Well, I'm glad you're here, Pip. But where's your dad?
You're so angry, Mum.
I'm not surprised.
I've never seen him like that.
Let's try and get some perspective on this. You know your dad's bark is worse than his bite.
I can't bear to think what he might be saying to them.
It might not be a bad thing for him to get it off his chest.
I doubt it.
Might do you good to do the same.
Me?
You've been so stressed about all of this.
We all have.
Well, not like you. It's starting to affect your work.
What happened to the tractor was not my fault.
Nobody thinks it was. This is what I mean. You're so on edge. You seem to be blaming yourself for everything.
Do I?
Is something else troubling you?
Something else?
Are things all right between you and Toby?
Toby, no. No, you can't blame Toby for this. You can't blame anyone except me.
Pip, don't be daft.
I don't know how to tell you this, Mum.
Oh, look, here's your dad.
Well, that was a complete and utter waste of time.
I gather you've been telling Tom a few home truths.
Well, for all the good it did me, he wouldn't yield an inch.
He didn't apologise, then?
Apologise? What for? According to him, all these lies he's spreading are the whole truth and nothing but the truth. There's no talking to him.
Well, not at the moment, maybe, but if you give him more time...
What, so he can slander and libel us again?
I'm angry too, but what else can we do?
We can play him at his own game. If he can blog about IBR, then we can blog about E. coli.
Oh, you don't
Dad,
mean
no.
that.
Why not? What sauce for the goose?
Dad, you can't do that.
If Tom is going to keep on saying we're totally responsible for
this... No, but we are. At least I am. It is my fault.
Oh, Pip, of course it isn't.
Why would you say that? You mustn't let Tom brainwash you into thinking...
I let the cows get out.
What?
I didn't mean to. There was a broken fence and I forgot to mend it. And some of the dairy herd...
I don't...
And they did mix with the Bridge Farm cattle. And the ones at Home Farm too.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So the IBR and all this hideous mess we're in... It's all my fault.
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.